This is chapter 5, called An Opportunity, written in Burien Springs, Michigan in May 20, 1904, and addressed to Brethren Daniels and Prescott. This is an especially interesting section because she has most of it in quotations, which was a direct words of Christ spoken to her in a dream or vision that she had in regarding the situation. We should all put our name in the place of the name of Dr. Kellogg, whom the message is primarily addressed to, because the information and guidance that is given here in the actual words of Christ applies to each one of us in this day and age. I'm going to make it a special point to mention the quotations so you'll know which was the actual words of Christ. Yesterday, a very strong impression came upon me that now is our time to save Dr. Kellogg. We must now work with determined effort. We must not prescribe the precise steps he must take, but we must lay hold of the man himself and let him see that the Spirit of God and the Spirit of soul saving are in us. Satan has worked to bind him up with himself, but shall we stand by and make no effort to pull him away from Satan? Shall we not, in the name of the Lord, call for Dr. Kellogg to come to this meeting, not that we may make accusations against him, but that we may help him and all of us draw with Christ? Not one of us is above temptation. There is a work that Dr. Kellogg is educated to perform, as no other man in our ranks can perform it. If he will draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to him. We are to draw with all our power, not making accusations, not prescribing what he must do, but letting him see that we are not willing that any should perish, but that every man should have that which Christ died to present to him, eternal life. Is it not worth the trial? Satan is drawing him, but last night I saw a hand reached out to clasp his hand, and the words were spoken, quotations, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Satan is striving for the victory. I will help Dr. Kellogg to stand on vantage ground, and every soul who loves me must work with me. As he sees me do, so must he do. Leave the individuality of the man for God to work with at the present time. Everyone needs to remember that Christ will pardon all transgression and all sin, because he came to save those that were lost. End of quotation. To all, for there were many looking on, he said, quotation, "Look not on this man, but look on me. I gave my life to save him unto eternal life. He has dishonored me. It is my name that must be honored as a sin-pardoning Savior. I will open blind eyes. Take heed, every soul, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. The day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. End of quotes. Then the Savior stretched out his hand, saying, quote, "But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. If ye be obedient to the knowledge ye have received from my word, then walking according to my word, ye are the children of the day. Ye are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore ye are not to sleep as do others, but to watch and be sober. Walk as children of the day. You all need a more earnest hold upon heavenly things. All need the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. You have not already attained, neither are you now perfect. A work of purification is to be done in your souls, then your lives will demonstrate that you are pressing towards the mark of the prize of your high calling in Christ. Every man needs to walk humbly with God, grow in grace and in a knowledge of God and your Savior Jesus Christ, by looking unto your Savior, beholding with open face as in a glass the glory of the Lord. You will be changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. As I work with you, and you abide in me, you will reveal perfection of character. You will be made perfect in one. John Kellogg, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, that you may see that of your own self you can do nothing. You cannot possibly atone for your own sins. Through faith in Jesus Christ, purify your soul from all dross, and reveal the righteousness of Christ, which is of God by faith. Christ has marked your desires when his Spirit has striven with you. End of quote.